despite his Alzheimer's, Tony Bennett prepares to perform.
Yeah, he's doing one last show.
When Tony Bennett's family announced he had Alzheimer's disease in February, few of the 94-year-old singer's fans imagined they'd 94? Ever see him on stage again. But this summer, with his family's help, the legendary...
Yeah.
Does it take lot of prep to walk out on stage and shit yourself? I mean, what kind of prep is involved in
that? I'm shitting.
I left my shit in my pants.
I left my shit in San Francisco. My diapers are solid.
Radio City Music Hall with his friend Lady Gaga. No one knew for sure if Tony would be able to pull it off, but his family believed that Tony's story could give hope to others struggling with Alzheimer's and invited us to follow him preparing for what would likely be his final act.
Why are you in my house?
That fucking joke that Sinatra would always do will finally now make sense when he walks out on stage and goes, "How'd everybody get in my room?"
I left my
shit.
I left my stool.
Oh, wait, it's right underneath me.
In Sears Roebuck.
In San Francisco.
I never did care for
Tony
him.
Tony Bennett has been singing hits and swinging jazz
high on a hill
for 7 decades. But for Tony now, those years are a dim memory.
Hey. Oh, shit.
In a fog of dementia from Alzheimer's.
In a fog!
He's been...
In a fog!
You know, the days just kind of all kind of blend together, Richard.
Like
a fog.
Oh.
Spends much of his time in his New York apartment looking through books and old photos.
What are these of?
We met Tony and his wife Sue.
He doesn't know, dummy.
What are these of? Rule number one, you don't ask somebody with dementia what that is. You let them tell you what it is.
A few weeks before his 95th birthday.
Is that Bob Hope?
There's no fucking way.
Wait a minute, what did he fucking
75th
say?
He spends much of his time in his New York apartment looking through books and old
shit pants McGillicuddy.
What are these of?
We met Tony and his wife Susan in June.
His wife?
Weeks
she's
before
fucking
his
50.
Birthday.
Is that Bob Hope?
Well, and Dolores.
They sent that for your 75th birthday, and in a month and a half, you're going to be 95. How about that?
It's amazing.
Do you feel 95? You don't look it.
This is enraging because this is what people do to my mother. When they see her and they sit with her, they ask her fucking questions like she's from 30 years ago. He's not Tony Bennett from fucking 30 years ago. He doesn't know.
Well, he knew it was Bob and Dolores Hope. Like, he's not.
It said Bob and Dolores, and he can read.
Well, can he?
Still? For a while.
So, how old's this wife?
Who fucking knows?
Because if he's 95, she's 50. And she's going to get everything when that fossil finally falls over.
How do you feel, Tom?
95.
Tony has his good moments, but Susan has to do most of the talking. She says he first grew concerned about his memory 5 years ago.
We came home one night and he said, "Susan," he said, "I'm having a hard time remembering the names of the musicians."
The musicians he was playing.
So I just called him
Negro. He works with all the time. And so it was unusual.
Their name.
Do you want to go see a doctor about it? And he said, "I do."
Did you know right away that it was Alzheimer's?
Yeah.
Dr. Gayatri Devi is Tony's neurologist. She diagnosed him in 2017.
Do you know what is happening in Tony's brain?
Yes.
No one
he has
really
Alzheimer's, you fucking.
Hippocampus, which is the grand central station of memories and the conduit through which we retrieve memories as well as lay down memories is not working very well.
No
Look
shit.
At this, Tom.
Wow, what's that?
That's a painting that you did.
Susan and Tony have been together for more than 30 years.
Whoa.
She's now his full-time caregiver.
Yeah, no
How
shit.
How much does Tony understand about what's going on around him?
30 years?
Any
Susan Bennett?
Yeah, I gotta know how old Susan Bennett is.
What are you saying?
If he's 95, she's 55, dude. There's no fucking way. Maybe 60.
That's not 72.
That woman is not 72 years old.
Is that the same one?
No, that's not it. There you go. Yeah.
55.
That makes sense.
That makes sense. Yeah, 72. Fuck.
But he was 65 and tapping 25-year-old ass. God fucking bless him. You just know she still tastes like fruit.
Time.
Every day is different. Tony, late at night, sometimes early in the morning, he's more alert, if I can use that word.
That's a dude. Listen to that fucking voice, man. She used to have a fucking Adam's apple.
I need you to shave down my Adam's apple, Daddy.
So I'll tell him, Tony, you're going to be on 60 Minutes. He's like, great.
What 60 Minutes?
I said, do you remember that show, 60 Minutes? He's like, I do. But in any other given...
No, he doesn't, because that's one of the first things that people with Alzheimer's start doing to make the people that are trying to get them to remember happy is go, yeah, I remember it.
Mm-hmm.
And they fucking right. don't. You can see in their fucking eyes, man.
Right. Given moment, he won't know.
I mean, he recognizes you.
He recognizes me, thank goodness, his children. You know, we are blessed in a lot of ways. He's very sweet. He doesn't know he has it.
He doesn't know he has Alzheimer's.
What he does
know is that he's at home, not performing on stage. He'd continued to sing after his diagnosis, but the pandemic took him off the road.
No
shit. Susan says it's been hard on him.
It was Gayatri Devi, our doctor, who said, if he wants to sing, let him sing, because
no.
that's the best thing for him.
Sure, let him fucking know.
You know all
let
the
him
meds
sing.
And all the treatments they do to stimulate your brain, for him, there's nothing more stimulating than performing.
Tony's oldest son and manager, Danny Bennett, came up with the idea of the Radio City concerts in August.
What does he look like, a broke Jesse Ventura?
The air is fluid.
Mind control. I was a governor, a fighter, a Navy SEAL. I was on the inside. Ooh, fucking riffraff looking motherfucker.
The pandemic was a big... It was a big thing for me.
Yeah, we know, stupid. It was big for all of us. Fucking way to personalize.
Pandemic? You know, what pandemic?
Yeah, you know what? I fucking hate him. Way to personalize everything. Yeah. Something that shook the entire fucking universe, you dummy.
Yeah, pandemic, it was a big thing for me.
Yeah, was it?
Unlike
good.
Most people, the pandemic was a big thing for me.
You know, unlike most people, it affected me personally. Oh, fuck yourself, you self-absorbed idiot.
It couldn't end that way.
There's nothing more...
Concerts in August with Lady Gaga. It'll be broadcast on CBS later this fall.
The pandemic was a big thing for me.
Yeah.
Like ending his career on that
note. Couldn't end that way.
Couldn't end that way. After all that he did.
Tony and Lady Gaga released their first album together in 2014. In 2018, he was able to record another album with her, which was just released this past week. By June, however, his disease had progressed.
Where are you at on Gaga? Where do you land on that situation?
What are we talking about?
Just anything with her.
I think she's got a good voice. In fact, I might check that out because I can listen to her sing. I don't like her pop shit, but I can listen to her sing. I watched a little bit of the Horror Story show she was in the season. She's in a couple different seasons, isn't she?
I think. She won a Golden Globe for it. I know that.
I don't know. That's...
I
could take her, leave her. I mean, I think she's a talented performer. She can sing. I thought Star Wars Born was a good movie.
That third act is a mess. I tell you who's a more talented performer than Gaga, though, is that fucking wife of Tony Bennett's. Pretending that she wants to go to bed with that fucking skeleton every night. That fucking Skeletor-looking motherfucker.
And Susan told us she wasn't sure exactly what would happen at the planned Radio City concert.
How you doing, handsome?
Okay.
I made a boom boom.
I you know, I'm just, this is angry. Them parading him around like this makes me fucking angry.
Well, he shouldn't be singing.
No, let him sing. Set up a microphone at the house and let him fucking sing and let him perform for the people that are in the room that ain't there. Let him fucking sing.
That's what they're going to do with us.
You know, just let him fucking sing, but you don't have to parade him around and make fucking money off of it.
I'm going to have my son and your oldest son just put microphones in front of us. We'll just chatter all day.
The great thing about it is my son will be looking for somewhere to plug the mic in, and yours will have to smack him and go, "We're not plugging him in, stupid."
What's the matter with you?
What's the matter with you?
Looking for somewhere to plug it. Where's the Tascam?
No, he will be. Where's it go? Where's it go? Fuck, I have to fucking just... Hey. No.
Hey, stupid.
Yeah, no, just...
just let him chatter, dummy.
But when it was time to rehearse, something incredible happened. Tony's accompanist, Lee Musiker, began playing, and suddenly, the legendary showman was back.
That's because he thinks he's Tony Bennett, or he's starting to think he's not 94-year-old Tony Bennett. I don't know how advanced it looks like he's probably in the early to mid stages of it. He thinks he's 50-year-old Tony Bennett. He hears that music and it cues those fucking memories.
He's in the shit pants Frankenstein shuffling phase of fucking Alzheimer's is where he is.
Let someone stop believing in you. Let him hold out his hand. Let him find you and watch what happens. Smile though your heart is aching. Smile even though it's breaking.
Entertain this doddering old asshole.
No cue cards.
When there are clouds in the sky.
Clouds!
He sang these songs 50 million times.
All his old songs were somehow still there.
They're not his.
What they're going to do. What they're going to do with us. What they're going to do with us.
What?
They'll just cue up 8 hours of rape and we'll just finish it. Two things. Coffee and mouthwash. Oh, shit.
Smile.
That was incredible. So you just start playing something and it's all there?
When I start playing, Tony is completely engaged, and this is a whole new performance. Yeah. And new phrases.
How'd you be that 55-year-old wife? Nothing. She's still got 30 years ahead of her. She's like, when is this bird going to die?
That's what this concert's for. She's hoping he drops dead. From the fucking pressure.
When is this burden going to die so I can get on with enjoying my life finally?
The Tony Bennett Burden Tour 2021.
I don't have to fucking take care of this fucking doddering fossil anymore. And his fucking
Tony Bennett Beast of Burden Tour 2021.
It is fucking... It's the Tony Bennett 2022 Graham Cracker Bones Tour. Fuck you. Graham Cracker Bones. Fuck you.
Fucking Tony Bennett broken hip fest.
Jesus fucking Christ. What are we doing, America? Stop with Tony Bennett.
Possible.
People respond differently depending on their strengths. In Tony's case, it's his musical memory, his ability to be a performer.
Uh-huh.
Those are an innate and hardwired part of his brain.
Uh-huh.
So even though he doesn't know what the day might be or where his apartment is, he still can sing the whole repertoire of the American Songbook and move people.
He gets up there at Radio City Music Hall. The piano starts fucking plinking out the first notes of the intro for his song. And he's got the mic and he gets up there and he's looking out at the crowd. And all of a sudden, the piano guy cues him in to come in and he just... Kikes and Mix just starts fucking spewing all kinds of old racist shit.
Playing that old, all those old Kate Smith songs. Holy shit.
Show's over.
All of a sudden, Bennett comes out, starts singing That's Why Darkies Were Born from fucking Kate Smith in 31. Holy shit. What? What are we doing? Stop it with... I'd like to thank all of you for coming out tonight, especially you tight-fisted Jews. What? Tony Bennett, what's happening?
Music stimulate the brain.
It engages multiple different parts of the brain.
Right? Multiple
so there's the
and
auditory
different.
Cortex.
So it engages. The doctor just said. The smart woman just
the
said.
Smart person.
Just said it engages multiple and different parts of the brain. Yes. So just in case you thought there was a difference between.
Yeah.
Yeah. Multiple and different.
Multiply different parts.
Ooh.
It engages multiple and different parts of the brain and the cerebral cortex. And the amygdala gundella, whatever the fuck it's called.
whatever the fuck it is.
Cerebellum.
Yes.
For hearing, there's the part of the brain that deals with movement and dance. There's the visual system that gets engaged. So it's kind of like a whole brain.
Anderson Cooper Center going, I wish I was sucking some dick right now.
Well, we've all thought that watching 60 Minutes, haven't we? Oh, I'd rather be sucking dick than watching this awful show.
Yeah.
Activator.
Tony could remember the songs, but could he remember how to perform them in front of thousands of people? Lady Gaga knew.
Gets up there on stage and the piano player starts playing the intro. And just as he fucking goes to cue him in, he fucking unzips his pants and just starts diddling his fucking old fucking shoestring cock.
Now it's time to get out my wiry white pews.
He's smuggling Brillo pads in his pants.
There's Gaga.
It wasn't going to be easy.
And you know, Anderson, for the first couple of weeks that I saw Tony since COVID, he called me sweetheart.
Because he doesn't
but
know
I wasn't
your fucking
sure
name.
He knew who I was.
He doesn't.
In rehearsals this July, she found new ways to connect and communicate with her old friend. When asking him questions, she'd keep it simple.
For example, if I were to say, Tony, would you like to sing Love for Sale? He'll say...
You had to keep the question simple, like, what's that spell?
You shit yourself?
What's that spell?
I didn't know he was performing Lynyrd Skynyrd songs.
Did you make a boom boom? Do you need your diaper changed? He's old, get it? All right, good. Oh, shit.
Say yeah. And if I say, Tony, would you like to sing Love for Sale or It Don't Mean a Thing If It Ain't Got That Swing, he might not have as easy of a response.
Do you want to sing Anything Goes?
Yeah.
All right, great. Anything goes.
When that music comes on, it's something
would you fuck
happens
her?
To him. He knows exactly what
her?
He's doing.
Yeah. Yeah.
And what's important for me, actually, just...
No. Would you fuck her because she's hot, or would you fuck her for the story?
I don't think she's that bad looking.
I feel like I'd have to fire hose a load in there. You know what I mean?
Well, 30 years ago, yeah. There's 30, no fire hose.
30? Two? Two? I don't know if I don't know.
Sure that I don't get in the way of that.
On opening night in early August, Radio City's 6,000 seats were sold out.
How
much? It was
much?
Tony's 95th birthday.
Happy
birthday.
Who are you people? How did you get into my bedroom?
We love you, Tony!
Shut up.
Lady Gaga opened the show. Backstage, Susan did her best to remind Tony what was...
Backstage, Tony snorting cocaine off his hooker's asses. Dementia, what?
They cut to the green room. She's got him up on a table, like in a chain, you know, like in a woman's room, a changing room, baby's table. She's
powder
wiping
his
ass.
Powder in his ass. Fucking industrial sized Pampers in there.
Ooh, that smell. Tony, do you want to sing That Smell?
No, that's just me. Oh, do I want to sing?
Oh, yay.
What's happening?
We're going to watch Lady Gaga's set.
Who?
Right.
And then you're going to sing.
That right there. We're going to watch Lady Gaga's set. Right.
Right.
He's just responding to respond. He has no idea who she is.
Right.
Who Lady Gaga is. He's just responding to make her happy.
Okay.
Okay.
How many songs am I singing?
I'll tell you what you're going to sing.
I'll fucking tell you what you're going to sing, fucking fossil.
She's had it. She's just like, let me have my life back. I didn't think he was going to live to be 90 fucking five.
Here, drink this before you go out.
I was 25 and he was 65.
She figured she'd have been done 10 years ago with this shit.
I thought in 15 years I'd be worth $100 million and I'd be on every exotic beach on the planet Earth.
No,
not fucking wiping this asshole's bunghole out.
Powdering this fucking old man's fucking
Jesus
taint.
Powder my taint, Susan. Jesus Christ. What is happening?
Don't mean a thing if it taint got this.
Oh, God damn it. I am fucking furious I didn't think of that. God damn it. I fucking hate your guts. God damn it.
When it was time, they walked toward the stage together. Then the lights went out and the curtain went up.
Wow! Drop it down.
Well, once he saw the audience, and, you know, when he raises his hands, I knew we were all right. Because he became himself. He just turned on. You know, it was like a light switch.
Wow.
Reagan had some of that, too. When he, you know, he would, when it was first starting to get him, he'd get in front of a crowd. Like, if you watch, like, oh, he gave a speech somewhere in the early 90s. I want to say it was even a Republican convention or some shit like that. And anyway, he was just kind of started. He was just kind of, and he was kind of stumbling. And then, man, when he hit it, it fucking turned on and his brain just went. And when it kicked into gear, man, it was there. And, you know, there's definitely the capacity for that, right?
Oh, it's like you got a tape running through your head. And over time, that tape just starts losing little bits of information.
Yeah.
And those gaps and bits just get bigger and bigger and bigger. But every once in a while, a little piece of that tape will come through with you.
Oh,
current you on it. And, man, you can go right to it, you know?
Let him hold out his hand.
He doesn't sound all that bad, actually.
Let him find you and watch what happens. Stepping out with my baby can't go wrong, because I'm in right.
God damn, I'll tell you what, man.
When will that day be?
I mean, we've had a lot of fun here tonight, but that doesn't sound too bad.
This is all I ask.
There may have been a few missteps, but the crowd didn't care. It was Tony's night, and the old crooner was in command.
Beautiful girls.
He still sound, man. Jesus, he could still hold a key,
not,
man.
Not bad. I mean,
a little slower.
when you walk by me.
He sang more than a dozen songs
and
got at least 20 standing ovations.
Should we keep going? Wow!
What a great audience.
When it came time for Lady Gaga to join him for some final duets, listen to what Tony said.
We keep going until the sag in your pants reaches the stage. Then we're out. There's actually a fucking, there's a ruler on the back of his leg that's got green and then a red mark after that. And when that got fucking...
I got it. I'm sorry, it was 5 minutes ago. Taint misbehaving.
That's taint misbehaving.
Jesus Christ. All right, let's see what he says when Gaga comes out. We gotta finish this thing at least.
Fucking drummer's back there, but the shit's hanging below the mark. Done. I gotta go.
Yeah, he's gotta go.
Ed, as she appeared on stage.
Hey, Tony.
Whoa! Lady Gaga!
Look at this fucking hot piece of ass.
What's this fish smelling trick doing out here?
Get this fucking greasy wop off my stage,
Christ.
I like that. Do it again.
Okay. That's the first time that Tony said my name in a long time.
Really? In all the weeks leading up to it, he hadn't said your name? Wow.
I had to keep it together because we had a sold-out show and I have a job to do. But I'll tell you, when I walked out on that stage and he said, it's Lady Gaga, my friend saw me. And it was very special.
Go to the opera and I stay one away.
That's why the lady is a tramp. She likes the free,
fresh
wind in her hair. Life without care.
But you know, Tom, I'm kind of broke.
That's
hope.
And at the end of the night, Lady Gaga was there to walk Tony Bennett off the stage one last time.
It's the last thing that I said to Tony on stage was, Mr. Bennett, it would be my honor if I could escort you.
Like the bridesmaids carry the train of the dress. Yeah, yeah. Can a couple of people carry this shit bag behind them so it doesn't rip and tear?
Jesus Christ.
You gotta think of these things and fucking plan.
I guess. I don't. Man, I just don't know if I. I don't want to be that. I just know I don't want to be that. Rather, it's at 50.
On stage, and he said, "Okay," and I did. And just simply being the woman that got to walk him off stage, that's enough for me.
You were so amazing.
The public loved it.
Yeah,
the public. Yeah, the public. Yes.
Yes,
the public.
Everybody, Mr. Tony Bennett.
Yeah. I thought it was a triumph, really. It's like, climbing Mount Olympus, and he made it.
A few days after that triumph, he met Tony and Susan on their daily walk in Central Park.
Whoa.
How did you feel about the concert the other night?
What concert? What do you mean?
I saw you at Radio City. You did a great job.
Oh, thank you very much.
Tony had no memory of playing Radio City at all.
Is this a sad story? Tony Bennett's last performance?
No, it's not a sad story. It's emotional. It's hard to watch somebody change. I think what's been beautiful about this and what's been challenging is to see how it affects him in some way.
Four syllable words, you can't spit it out. Spit it out, you fucking mushmouth pop star. Jesus, you're an Oscar winner. Figure it the fuck out.
To see how it doesn't affect his talent. I think he really pushed through something.
He pushed through some stuff, all right.
Give the world
some pudding. Some apples.
Oh, you see, he pushed through some pudding.
Ha 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 ha.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I haven't seen Adol start like this since I was in prison that time. Oh, it was shit everywhere.
You gotta be getting close to the fucking dementia stage too there, Bill.
I see, when you're in prison, shit is like deodorant. Keeps you from getting raped a lot. All right, Bill.
Mm. Nice that Bill's, you know, back in the studio again after his unfortunate time away.
I got a lot to say about R. Kelly, too.
Yep,
oh,
yep,
yeah.
Yep.
Oh.
R. Kelly. You suppose he misses his golden years?
Get it?
Get it?
Get it? That's a piss joke. If you want to hear about guys jerking off, this is the show for you this week.
I fucking do.
I mean, this is it.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. This is the show for you.
You sent that text yesterday. Well, I don't know. I never know what to do in the 2 hours before you get here, because we were going to record yesterday. I was gonna type back, you know, fucking knock one out. But
no.
We just don't do that anymore.
No. You know? Knock one out. No, there's no knocking one out.
Coming up, handsome mustachioed man recaps news in pleasing baritone. Stay tuned for this and more.
A Florida judge on Monday ordered a psychological evaluation for the man accused of sexually assaulting two stuffed dolls, including Olaf from Frozen.
Do you want to fuck a snowman right in his fucking mouth? Yes, I do.
Yes, I fucking... If you're going to fuck someone from Frozen, everyone's going to fuck the girls, but you want to fuck Olaf.
Yeah, right. Exactly.
Because you know why? Because Olaf is a giver. That's why you want to fuck Olaf. At a Target store, by the way. This guy fucked the fucking stupid Olaf. Fuck
there
him.
You go.
I fucked him. I've never seen that movie, have you?
No, thank you. No.
Cody Meter, 22, was a put right in that mouth. He's got a great.
Look at that! Look at that!
I tell you what, man.
Fuck yeah, Olaf! Yeah.
Olaf. Olaf. He's got a great big fuckable mouth. You know, I will tell you that.
You know why? You know why they named him that? Because that's the sound. Olaf. 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 What'd you say?
His throat.
Yeah.
That's the sound he makes. Oh, shit. Oh, fuck me, man. Target store, by the way, he fucked his...
Oh, you kidding me?
Yeah. Oh, you kidding? What happened?
What happened? Right in the middle of the Target store,
oh,
huh?
Yeah, oh, yeah.
What happened?
Cody Meter, 22, was appointed a psychologist by the circuit court judge ahead of the hearing next month to determine his competency to stand trial. He was charged with criminal mischief and exposure of sexual organs.
Criminal mischief.
Allegedly targeted the toys in St. Petersburg store in October of 2019. The suspect grabbed...
Dude, from here it looks like he's got a fucking nipple for a nose.
The suspect then grabbed Olaf and dry-humped it until, quote, he ejaculated, end quote. An arrest affidavit said he admitted his dirty deeds to cops, saying he did stupid stuff and, quote, nutted on Olaf.
Poor Olaf.
As a juvenile,
what?
Meter allegedly performed sexual acts with stuffed animals in a Clearwater, Florida Walmart store.
See, that's just that you expect that in a Walmart, but man, Target's usually a little more upscale. You know?
Really? You can't. If I walk into a Walmart and some guy's not fucking a stuffed animal,
right,
you,
what the hell's going on at the Walmart?
Yeah. What they do? Clean the place up? What's going on?
Am I on candid camera? Come on. Where's Alan Funt?
Alan Funt?
Who? Everybody just went, God damn it, do I have any other podcasts I can listen to? The fuck is Alan Funt? Funk? What, was it Funt?
Funt.
It was Funt,
F-U-N-T.
Right? Yeah, Alan Funt.
Yeah, he's only been dead about 45 years, I bet.
You know.
Yeah, Alan Funt. A pantsless Florida man was arrested yesterday after police spotted him pleasuring himself with anyone, Jeff, anyone, Doug?
An alligator, I don't know.
With a pickle while on private property, according to an arrest affidavit. Eric DeTige, 47.
Ooh.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Well, it's a little close to home.
Uh-huh, yeah, yeah.
Was found lying on his back in front of a townhouse in Oldsmar, a city in the Tampa Bay area. Unencumbered by pants or underwear, had his penis in one hand and, quote, a large uneaten pickle in his other hand, end quote.
Where was the pickle?
In his asshole.
Was it in his ass?
Yes, it was. Using the pickle to penetrate his rectum while he was masturbating. Rectum had damn near killed him. Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen. Ooh-wee. 47.
Took that fucking pickle to Browntown, didn't he?
Oh, he fucking, yeah.
Oof.
He sure did.
Can you imagine what that smelled like? Talk about a shit salad. Oof. God.
Pickles are bad enough.
Well, I like a pickle.
Do
not
you?
A brown pickle.
Well,
I shy away from the brown pickles.
Yeah. Well, he was. You might want to put that down a second. Hang on.
Don't feel like wearing that today, do you?
No. Yeah. No. He was jerking his gherkin, ladies and gentlemen.
I hate you so much.
Ladies and gentlemen.
I think the gherkin was jerking him, well, right?
Ladies
huh?
and gentlemen, I tell you. Was arrested on a misdemeanor in charge of exposure of his sexual organs. He's being held in Pinellas County Jail in lieu of a $150 bond.
Couldn't come up with the $150, huh?
Must have spent all of his money on fucking pickles. I need to go out to the store. Like, this guy's starting his days. Man, after work, I really got to go find some fuckable pickles.
I got to get a jar of pickles.
I got to get a jar of fuckable pickles.
I suppose was it a dill or a sweet pickle? Sweet pickles are disgusting.
Are they?
You can shove those up your ass all day long for all I care.
Probably improve the taste, right? Anything that smells that bad, I won't eat.
Dill pickles are delicious, man.
I got a thing where if I don't like the way something smells,
yeah,
from food to women, I will not put it in my mouth.
Ew.
Yeah.
Why don't you go home and wash that thing and give me a call.
Stick her on the fire hydrant for a couple of minutes to get her fucking cleaned up. Jail records note that he has a Only God Can Judge Me tattoo on his arm.
He's got what?
Only God Can Judge Me tattoo. Well, wait till that jury gets a hold of you. I think you'll find out some stuff there, too.
Yeah.
So how long do you think this guy's been fucking himself with stuff and just got caught?
Oh, for a long time.
A long time.
He's what? He's 47?
47.
Oh, yeah. No. See, that's dialed in. So he's been working up to that for a long time.
Right, so here's the thing.
And he's probably been there for close to 10 years, probably.
Yeah, I mean, I know Jeffrey Dahmer didn't start with humans, you know, like, you gotta work your way up to some.
Well, yeah, it wasn't humans, it was gays, wasn't it? Easy, Jeff, come on.
Are we gonna, Clan God. Jeff is, Clan Jeff has come to join us on TGO Radio.
You, white men, white women. Sorry if that was your foot. I gotta constantly stretch this fucking thing out and move it around.
I got that with my cock.
Yeah, uh-huh. That's what I'm talking about. That's what's tapping you in the foot. My rod.
Bouncing
my
off
log. My Yule log. Not that I have a log.
Bouncing off my leg. Off my knee.
Oh, those are your nuts. Dragging the
well,
floor.
I tell you what, you ain't lying, man. Every now and then I roll over in bed and have to fucking like...
Oh, yeah, you gotta pick them up and move them out of the way.
You peel up.
Like a couple of fucking apples laying there. You gotta fucking move them.
First of all, you gotta peel them off your fucking leg. And then like adjust them. Yeah. If you sleep in the nude like I do, you can just fucking leg peel them. Nah, I'm just... I can't wear anything when I fucking sleep.
What if there's a fire? Then what?
Don't know, man. I keep sweats nearby, I guess. Go. I don't know, man. Yeah, you gotta fucking peel your ball bag off your leg. My balls hang so much lower than my cock right now, you don't even fucking know.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God. It's been described as an important milestone in the history of prostitution.
Oh.
In Nevada. After the legendary prostitute, Beatrice $3 Thompson, announced her retirement after a 54-year career. That left 500,000 customers satisfied, including four American presidents, this says, but I don't know. I mean, Kennedy for sure,
well,
right?
Yeah,
of course.
Yeah.
Right, of course.
Yeah.
76-year-old prostitute.
Oof.
Beatrice $3 Thompson.
Beatrice Meat Curtains Thompson. I bet she has to pick her fucking lips off the side of her leg like you have to pick your nuts. Peel them off like fucking cling wrap. When you're trying to cover something up and two sides of that cling wrap stick together and you got to fight with it for an hour and you just end up crumpling it up, throwing it away. Oof.
Cling wrap. Beatrice, cling wrap.
Like fucking wet cling wrap.
Beatrice Steakums Thompson.
She has the meat.
She's
that's
got the
for
meat.
Sure.
Beatrice Arby's Thompson, retired 76-year-old prostitute.
Slow roasted.
Oh, yeah. Well,
okay, how many?
500,000. 500,000 customers.
Customers, including.
Four American presidents,
four
this says.
Four American presidents.
This is, but who, you know, I don't know.
Yeah, how do you prove that? I mean,
that's
you know
just
that's signed fucking John Smith, so.
Well, it was, of course, Kennedy, because he was always trying to drop a load in or on someone.
Something.
She was nicknamed, by the way, I'd put that down if I were you. She was nicknamed $3 because that was the price of a blowjob when she started working in the sex industry.
$3?
Yeah.
Oof. That's kind of a...
Mm-hmm.
What year did she start blowing?
Well, 54. So what's
blowing 50? For change? Winds of change. I think Scorpions played that one best.
Well, I mean, when you say best, I... 1967.
Oof. So a blowjob in the late 60s was $3,
$3,
huh?
Yeah.
Nice.
When she started
$3 van.
Miss Thompson repeatedly became known as one of the best in her profession. The Sex Workers Union of Nevada named her Sex Worker of the Year 17 times between 1969 and 1992 and honored her contribution to the profession with a Lifetime Achievement Award.
Here's a semi-boneless ham. See if you can refit that fucking thing.
Fucking have to walk around with a fly strip attached to her fucking
Jesus snack. Christ.
Oh, Beatrice Thompson says she could have retired years ago, but always had loved her job and wanted to reach an objective she had set for herself decades ago.
Yeah.
Quote.
You have goals, huh?
Quote. When I was younger, I could satisfy 50 to 100 men a day. I decided I would reach 500,000 before retiring.
Just get that McDonald's fucking sign out there.
But then I became less popular, so it took a few extra years to get there.
For 500,000,000 served.
Yes, sir.
When did she retire?
Like, just recently.
Just recently.
Like, yeah, just like in the last, you know.
Who is going there and asking for that?
Funny you asked. Let's see. This story was published yesterday.
November I mean, you know 17th. There's going to be the fucking group of guys that goes, hey, why don't you go hit the old broad?
Her very last customer, a 34-year-old man from Hamburg, Germany, says he made the 5,400-mile trip specifically for Miss Thompson.
Specifically to lay that out, huh?
Quote, the best experience of my life.
No. No, Nazi, it's not. No, it's not.
Well, I tell you what, that guy from Germany flying all that way to fuck that girl, I did not see that coming. That's a Nazi joke. The best experience of my life. She has God-given skills and over 50 years of experience. It's like having sex with God.
I'm thinking Christians might want to debate you on that statement, but, you know, I'm down, whatever.
34-year-old Hans Meyer traveled from Germany to have sex with Miss Thompson. Before she retired, he was her very last customer. Now that she's retired, Miss Thompson intends to contact the Guinness World Records Organization to obtain the recognition she deserves for her accomplishment. She has several documents to prove her claim, including employer records, tax records, and even tens of thousands of customer reviews.
Is there like a Nevada Sex Workers Convention or something? Is there like a
I need to
yearly...
know more about the fucking Sex Workers Union of Nevada. Like, I need to know more about that. She was a whore of the year 17 times. 17. What's up, Flappy McGillicuddy?
Nevada sex workers are getting stiffed by COVID.
Get it?
See where they went there.
By the way, you might want to pull up a picture of Beatrice.
Oh, yes. Thank you.
$3 Let's... Thompson. And her picture will be the picture for this episode. Oh, boy, it popped right up, didn't it?
Oh, here, it sure did.
Here it goes. Here it goes. Oh, just hit images, and there you go, Dad.
I'm afraid to.
That, oh, it's something.
I'm afraid.
You will not be disappointed.
Help me. Oof. Oh, no, honey. No, no, no. Oh, no, I didn't want to do that.
Oh, shit.
Oh, That's not good.
A page turns in Las Vegas history. 76-year-old Prosty retires. Yikes.
Oh, no. Oh, I got... Why am I scrolling? Okay, let's keep scrolling.
Oh, you're seeing her old horrors,
right? Oh, my God.
Oh, no. Oh, I think it... What the...
Light my cigarette, honey.
Oh, yeah.
Suck your dick, sweetheart. Oh. Something wrong with the prostitute, Mr. Flynn.
She fucks and takes off her shirt, and she walks in, and she goes like, I think I have a hole between my tits. And the guy goes, that's, no. your belly button.
Your belly button, sweetheart. Oof. Wow. Oh, my, oh, my.
Oh. That's a tough road to hoe right there. Literally a tough road to hoe.
Oh, no.
What a fucking mess.
What the fuck? This, oh,
the fuck's Rona Barrett doing in there? If you're not 50, you don't get that. I'm sorry.
Oh.
Ooh, yeah, that's a good look. This old hooker.
this old hooker. Oh. Is the author of Atlas Shrugged.
That's the lesser known follow up to This Old House with fucking Bob Vila, isn't it?
Oh, God.
That is fucking gnarly. Oof. Man, oh man.
This old hooker talks about her books, The Fountainhead and Atlas Shrugged.
Fucking.
Oof. Wow.
It's something, huh?
God, stop.
First of all, the smell, but second of all.
The smell.
Even when you're 76, do you think you could. Even when you're 76, you think you can fuck a 76-year-old? No.
It's why the fucking desire goes away.
Does it, though? Because, like, STDs are rampant in fucking these nursing homes. Look it up. They are.
It's because they're all fucking demented. Wow. Well, congratulations on your retirement, sweetheart. See about getting them fucking things tied back up into place.
Jesus Christ, you'd have to fucking get like a whole thing of, you know, what's the gold bond powder to keep them from sticking to the inside of your fucking thighs. You got a huge pussy, get it? I'm not sure if you picked up on that.
Get them trimmed up, you know, like when they comb, you know, they trim your hair and they, you know, comb and pull them down and...
She's going to have to get the Mo Howard after this. She's going to have to fucking...
The bowl cut?
Yes. The Peyton Manning? I don't know. Whatever you want to call it. Oh, just a fucking... Just a... I mean, you know at 76, she's not shaving that pussy, because if she fucking cuts herself, she's...
Oh, probably, yeah, she's finished.
She's probably been on blood thinners for 17 years. She'd probably bleed out. Oh, just that hairy and smells like trout. Forget it. Just fucking stop it.
And you know what, though? You can work all the time because you ain't got that monthly problem anymore.
Yeah.
Yeah, there ain't no fucking days off. Get to work, bitch. Suck that dick.
$3 Thompson.